I'm Matt Bush with BPR News and speaking with Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com. Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to talk Airbnb. The growth of Airbnb in this area is remarkable. You've been looking at this. Tell us how much it has grown, the use of Airbnb by people coming in from out of town. How much has it grown in Asheville in the last year?
It's really remarkable, Matt, and it's been fairly well documented over the past couple of years, but most recently, the Buncombe County TDA received a report from its advertising agency, which the TDA asked to investigate, because as the TDA began looking around at the local hotel market, they noticed demand starting to slow down, and they wanted to know why. According to this report from the Peter Mayer agency, as we know, Airbnb demand and use is just skyrocketing around Asheville. According to this report's numbers, demand for Airbnb rooms grew 105% year over year, compared to demand for hotel rooms, which grew about 3%. And a couple of caveats. One is there's no sign that this growth is slowing. And these numbers are strictly Airbnb numbers. They don't account for VRBO or any other of these, these types of listings. So the numbers are probably pretty conservative in terms of the usage of Airbnb.
Of what they've been able to study, what explains the sharp increase in demand for these types of listings as opposed to hotels? We see the hotels being built here all throughout the region, but Airbnb dwarfs that, certainly as far as demand.
Right. A couple of things are going on, Matt. One is just that, as we know, Asheville is on the map nationally and internationally as a top tourist destination, and we see more and more visitors coming as a result. Also, when you look at the numbers for Airbnb, room costs are lower than your typical hotel room on average. This report showed that Airbnb room rentals stay between about $110 and $125 a room throughout the year, whereas with hotel rooms, you have seasonal highs and lows. But the highs get pretty high, and the lows really only happen in January and February in the wintertime. So I think those are two key reasons why you have so many people looking to rent rooms. I think the third factor, Matt, is just that we have a lot of younger visitors, and they are more likely to go with Airbnb versus a regular hotel room.
Adding another layer to this is the legal status of Airbnbs in the city of Asheville, which is kind of murky. So explain to us what that is, what the legal status of these rentings are.
Yes, it's been a controversial topic. And Asheville City Council has been trying to address this over the past couple of years, and they're trying to walk a middle line, Matt. On the one hand, they've cracked down on the enforcement of illegal Airbnb rentals in the city. Those short-term rentals are legal in commercial parts, but they're illegal in residential parts of the city. At the same time, Asheville City Council made it a little bit easier for a homeowner to rent a room out of their house to somebody who's coming to visit. That's called a homestay. And there have been a couple of other discussions about readdressing those rules. Asheville City Council hasn't taken that up yet, but that's where things stand right now. And I don't know, Matt, if there's also an ongoing discussion about whether or not there should be rules for the burgeoning River Arts District. Right now, Airbnb rentals are allowed, but there's a lot of discussion about whether that should continue.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the discussion, not just about the River Arts District, but in general, a lot of hoteliers were talking about this, that what they see as a threat to their business, and some of the tourism officials, both current and former tourism officials for Buncombe County, were talking about this too. What's kind of the future of this for something that is just exploding in demand?
That is a great question, and that was the question that this most recent report sort of begged. The TDA board was mum in terms of delivering an opinion. They were very specific to say that this information that they were reporting was simply for informational purposes only. There was no quote-unquote value judgment they were attaching because, as you know, Matt, the TDA collects hotel room tax, room tax monies from hotels and Airbnb renters. At the same time, there were a group of former TDA chairmen in the room, and they were not silent in terms of expressing their opinions. They all, three former chairmen, urged the TDA to take action now. And what they wanted, which they repeated, was a level playing field. They wanted Airbnb renters to be subject to the same safety and fire type regulations and other regulations that hotels are subject to.
And you noted, it's the former officials who were able to say this as opposed to the current ones, which begs this. This is an election year for city council and mayor. This is going to be a major issue in the campaign, right?
It definitely will. People will want to know where our Asheville City Council candidates stand on this issue. As we talked about, there are ongoing discussions, and things could change.
Jason Sanford, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you, Matt.